Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we're talking about a very controversial issue, a very philosophical inquiry about life and rebirth, transition, and changes. Did you ever feel totally different from one day to the next? Did you ever get that willpower that was unbelievable, that enabled you to finally lose that weight? Or one day you suddenly gained a bunch of weight? Or you just changed your attitude or your personality? Or you went through a shock change of some kind, you went into a coma, you had surgery, you had an accident, you went through a divorce, a breakup, some major chapter of your life closed, some karma was absolved, and life seemed very different. Well, astrologically and metaphysically, we call that a rebirth, but you might also be a walk-in. As discussed in Ruth Montgomery's books, of course, we are going to give you a little different idea on walk-ins today. The anchor theory, or the theory where there can be almost 12 entities or individuals attached to one soul, up to 12, and that they all can participate in one individual life. When one soul severs the cord and walks and moves on, the next one in order comes in. We call that a walk-ins. I've heard a lot of this stuff about walk-ins, and people ask me about it, and I don't go along with it. I don't believe that one person can die and sever the silver cord that connects the soul with the body without the body dying. I don't go along with that. I don't believe that a totally alien or new soul can walk in and just take over that body and form a relationship with it. I don't go with it. Now, I do believe that depending on karma, on astrological charge, and what we will call soul qualification, depending on how many souls might have karma with an individual body. Now, I want to make something clear. Just like you have karma with yourself, there could be many individuals out there that are not in this realm that also have karma with yourself, which means in order for them to work out that karma, they have to be you. Now, I want to explain to you a hypothetical situation and a metaphysical philosophy that I have been examining and that I have also somehow channeled to be a truth for myself. And that would be that even though many babies are born on this planet, and oftentimes of a lower or an average consciousness nature, with one soul, a single soul attached to that body, from birth to death, that individual goes through one main experience for itself, and then, when that life cycle is over, the soul leaves, the cord is severed, and the body dies and obviously deteriorates. That sounds like a typical life and death situation for an average life cycle. Now, for this topic, what I'm trying to get across to you is that I believe and have proven for myself that some bodies will have multiple souls attached to them, what we can also refer to as the soul molecule, more than just the single soul, which is like a single soul atom. These unique beings are involved in situations we call soul molecules, which means that a single baby could have between 2 to up to 12 different souls, individual entities attached to its body. Now, these individual entities are not allowed to enter the body unless the initial soul is finished. And that's what's so much fun, that's what the most interesting thing I can see about any kind of rebirth is all about. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about here. So many times we have people go through life and death situations in their lives, whether they're relationship trauma, childhood trauma, surgery, auto accidents, debilitating health diseases. You either pull out of this mess and survive or you die. There's a major easy choice involved. All right. But why is it that so many times when we go through these traumatic situations, which can represent the end of karma, the completion of a major chapter of karma for one of these souls that is attached to the soul molecule, to this unique body we're talking about. Let me give an example. If you have a body of an individual, let's say like a Farley Malaris, and because each one of these souls, depending on which one, would walk into my body, they are all connected to the body, but they can't walk in until one soul is done, and the next one comes in, right? They all believe that they are Farley Malaris. They all adapt to the identity and the brain cells and the memory of everything that Farley Malaris is. But because their soul's pattern and their karma is different than the first soul that was in that body, Farley Malaris, from that point on, has a rebirth. His size changes. He may gain weight. He may lose weight. His attitude changes. He might be happier. He might be sadder. But from that point on, which is what we designate as the rebirth point, and astrologically in the chart, it is so interesting to try to find these multiple souls, right? And then when you are a multiple soul or a walk-in, as far as this topic is concerned, you become aware of it, because there are times in your life where you just aren't yourself anymore. You see, what we are dealing with oftentimes when we talk about life is we're dealing with a limited concept, a concept that does have a finish, an end, which is the body, the brain, the face, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the vital organs. The body is the element which really feels the identity. The soul is the driver which steps into this body and uses it as vehicle. So when we talk about walk-ins, what I'm trying to tell you is that I firmly believe that especially in these times when so many souls are trying to get in to this dimension, this realm, during this very special time, that a decision will be made, a choice will be made prior to birth, where certain souls will unite under a compromising, harmonious situation to decide to manage a particular human being one at a time. Isn't that fascinating? And then when the first soul is finished with the karma with that body, then it dies. And oftentimes you'll hear about people going into the light, and then suddenly a miracle will happen, and they'll come back to life, and they'll come back, and they'll be totally different. Like their values will change. Like that second soul, the first soul that came into the body might not be as metaphysically or astrologically inclined. But now that that body has gone through a certain amount of karmic growth, the second soul that walks in can now express the metaphysical and the astrological needs and desires and qualities, and hence the rebirth continues. Now, I am telling you that I have witnessed and experimented and analyzed and counseled people that I, have actually focused on a designation of a maximum of 12 different personalities that a person can have in their life. Or I'm saying there may be more, but for everything what I've seen, I have talked to people that have had up to 12 rebirths in like a 50-year period when their life seemed like it was a total renewal. Very, very interesting philosophy. And oftentimes, the reason why life becomes sad or sometimes tragic or depressing or can be filled with tears and anguish and anxiety and sometimes impulsive behavior that can trigger traumatic experiences, that can trigger shock, coma, trauma, accident, whatever, throw our bodies into a state of literal death, death-like experience, like fainting, and then the very next moment, right, that person comes around, is revived, they're fine, they're charged, and life never seems to be the same again. I'm reminded of the movie Heaven Can Wait, or Here Comes Mr. Jordan, which was a movie that was all about metaphysics and walk-ins, when this one spirit who happened to be a football player in Heaven Can Wait, which is a movie you should rent, or Here Comes Mr. Jordan was a movie about a boxer, right? And the boxer had to win the title, and even though he died in the ring, it was important that he walk into another boxer's body who happened to be a champion and win the title. And in Heaven Can Wait, it was a movie about a football quarterback who had to win the Super Bowl. So he ended up walking into an L.A. Rams quarterback that died in the field. So he made use of that body. Now see, I don't believe in the philosophy the way it's laid down in that movie, because I don't believe that a soul can jump from one body to the next, because I do believe there must be what is called a silver cord connection, all right? And for some reason, I also believe that any one soul can only be connected to one body at a time, although I do believe more than one soul can also be connected to that one body, hence the walk-in phenomena. Now, you know, a lot of other people are going to have other opinions on this walk-in philosophy. That's why it's very controversial, and I welcome your comments. If you disagree with me or if you have a better way of expressing it, let's face it, we're talking about the fourth and fifth dimension. We're talking about a very intensely metaphysical realm, a complicated issue, so I welcome any input to try to figure it out. I'm sure that no one knows the exact answer as total clarity on the walk-in phenomena, but everything from what I have seen in my life tells me that my body, for example, had multiple souls connected to it at birth, and that I've probably already gone through at least two of them that have already died already, and I'm on the third one now. Now see, we are still all Farley Malaris. We still all make use of this body best way we can with the incredible memory that's in Farley's brain. But the point is that whether you are a Farley Malaris or someone else, what I'm trying to tell you is I firmly believe that especially teachers of metaphysics, New Age thought, love, light, consciousness, and spirit are individuals that can only remain in this realm for a limited time. I'm trying to tell you that it is painful for these individuals to remain in this realm for too long. And especially if you have one of those astrological configurations that is filled with Scorpio, filled with Pisces, filled with Cancer Libra stress, or Leo Scorpio stress, or Aquarius Taurus stress, where sometimes your life seems to be excruciating, then you might be one of these people that has these multiple souls anchored to your body. You see, we've talked about entity interference and philosophies of possession and such, and that's something that's totally different. You know, we also incorporate that philosophy with these issues, meaning there could be dark beings or discarnate entities that also try to attach themselves to the body, because the body, if left unprotected, is a window to this realm. Each body, each human body, each animal's body is a window, is a doorway to this dimension. So not only can multiple souls use the body as long as they all are attached by that silver cord somewhere around the solar plexus area, but, you know, multiple silver cords, but also we are subject to discarnate beings attaching themselves to our bodies too. That's a whole different topic. Now, if you have a chart, especially what we're looking for today in this topic is what we call pronounced Scorpio factor. But what I'm trying to say is if you're trying to figure out whether or not you might be a person with the multiple soul syndrome, where you might go through a life or death type shock or experience or coma or fainting spell or change, where your life never seemed to be the same. And I'm encouraging those of you that have had these experiences where from one day to the next, you felt very different. Your values had changed. What you believed to be true and spiritual and false or lies changed. And if you have what's called a pronounced Scorpio factor in your chart, for some reason, Scorpio, in my opinion, is the key of an intense amount of energy, a very high vibration of energy, that forces us into situations that can be so emotionally, mentally, or even physically painful that it's almost like you explode. And that literally knocks the consciousness out of you. And that's why people with Scorpio in their charts, whether it's rising, sun, moon, or any of the planets, including Saturn, that's why they are more prone to rebirth and transform and experiencing these extreme transitions. Now, if you don't have Scorpio in your chart, you still may qualify if you have planets in the 4th, 8th, or 12th houses. Okay, because those are the houses that actually reach beyond this realm, which would open your body up as a baby to these multiple soul experiences. Now, like I say, the funny thing about this topic, this issue, I want to make it clear, is that if you have multiple souls attached to your body, I firmly believe, and I have proven for myself, that they can only use the body one at a time. Go through the sleeping and the wake state and the eating and the digestive process one soul at a time, which means the second soul, or the one that is due second, is not allowed entry because of some spiritual grace situation that goes on until the first soul is completely severed from the body and the cord is cut. And that would be the rebirth situation. And then the second soul comes in, and that's when the consciousness shift or the consciousness change or the walk-in phenomena occurs. So what do you think? These second and third and fourth souls that are attached to the body, what is their process? What is their purpose? Well, talk about spirit guides. These would be beings that not only would serve as spirit guides, but they're you. They are all part of your essence. They are all connected to your body and the function in this realm, they just don't all come in at one time. If you're talking about multiple personality syndromes, then you're probably talking about cases of possession and cases of, demonic interference. But my point for today's show is if you have Scorpio planets, or if you have planets in the 8th house, or if you have planets in the 4th or 12th house, or take a look at your Pluto. You know, a lot of you, because Pluto is the Scorpio factor planet, a lot of you will have afflicted Plutos. If you have an opposition or a square or an inconjunct on that Pluto, very few people have what we call a graced Pluto or graced Scorpio factor, which means having Scorpio planets with no stress on them at all, which would be an unafflicted Scorpio planet, an unafflicted 8th house planet, an unafflicted 12th house planet, or an unafflicted Pluto, which means no squares, no oppositions, no inconjuncts, no conjunctions. Those of you that have afflicted Scorpio factor, squares or oppositions or inconjunctions to your Scorpio planets, your 8th house planets, or your Pluto, would definitely qualify for this rebirth phenomena and may have multiple souls attached to your body, which would create the walk-in phenomena. Now, this is kind of heavy, and it's kind of tragic in a way, because I'll tell you, when you go through these incredibly difficult karmas, like Saturn returns, okay, or like divorces or breakups, or like losing a major career or business, or when you go through the midlife crisis transit, oftentimes people that can't handle it are so traumatized that they can throw themselves into a health crisis of some kind or an emotional or mental crisis. And what's really going on here is the soul that is attached to the body during this current period is getting ready to leave, and it doesn't want to. It's almost like mourning your own death. You get my point? So that soul feels like its karma has come to an end, and it's getting ready to leave the body to allow the second or the third or the fourth soul to come in and take over, and that is what is hard for us to let go of. That's why a lot of people do not want to let go of their loves for people that have dumped them, or they don't want to let go of their hate or their anger or their vindictive feelings. But I say it's important to say goodbye to this part of our personality, to free that soul that is connected to us, to allow it to sever, to have that rebirth, and allow the second soul to come in. See, you don't lose your identity. You still feel the I am inside of you. You are still you. It's just the God force, the God essence, the God spark that is inside of you after you go through your trauma may be a lot more powerful, a lot more evolved, and a lot more aware than the one that just left, that just finished its karma with you. Pretty heavy subject. I know once in a while I'll throw an esoteric metaphysical topic out there, and wow, let me tell you how much I resisted doing this topic today. I must have had a fight with my soul today during this topic because I didn't want to do it. I don't know, there was a part of me that just, sometimes I don't feel qualified, but obviously when I get on the air and I hold my celestite, it just flows through. Because, you know, frankly, this topic was so complicated that I wasn't sure I was able to deliver it in a fashion of clarity, which is what I like. So, like you, I like to try to deliver information as clear and as efficient as possible. That's why this transition factor, this rebirth experience, and this walk-in philosophy, which is what those movies, Heaven Can Wait, Here Comes Mr. Jordan, and also the Ruth Montgomery books cover, but I do believe it works. But more than being just a walk-in that comes from nowhere, I do believe that these walk-in souls are actually attached to the body at birth. Now, because they don't have a physical realm, a material realm out there, there is really no time and no space in their realm. So just because they're attached to your soul, your body is, the body is attached to multiple souls, doesn't mean they're always all around you. They could still be working in higher realms until that one soul is finished. They don't have to be your guides either. But when the one soul is gone and when that cord is severed, the second soul is triggered and is sucked into the body at blinding microsecond type speed. And that's just like a baby being born. This soul is born into a body that is already conscious, that already has knowledge. Isn't it interesting? The karma of a soul that would incarnate into a body of a person that was already evolved would have to be a lot less painful than what a baby would go through and have to deal with as it grows up from the year zero of its birth until it becomes an adult. You get my point? The only problem with being a walk-in is you have to deal with the computer that you have at hand, which means even though you have a second soul in your body that's been attached at birth, it hasn't really felt the memories of the brain until now. Those memory banks in that brain are intact, so even though the first soul leaves, the second soul is still you. But it's got to relate to the stress and the memories of the pain of the childhood, the marriage, the divorce, whatever, and that is why oftentimes after we have a rebirth, we have more willpower and more desire to process pain that previously was left unprocessed. And I will give a major example. You know, a lot of people with heavy Pisces and Scorpio factor who end up into drugs and alcohol are classic examples of multiple soul philosophy and phenomena. Because when they give up drugs and when they give up alcohol, and if they can stay sober, it's almost like they are a new being. It's almost like that old part of them dies, and a lot of them will mention that they do have a rebirth and they are in this new higher power, right? And suddenly they are able to have more control. They are able to exude more will. And even though they're dealing with the memories of all the pain in the brain, right, that exists from what the previous soul did in the body, at least they're given the opportunity to try to grow from that and process that, which the previous soul might have been too weak to do. And by actually going sober or bottoming out or experiencing the death and the transformation, the first soul was allowed to evolve into the light for its next life experience, and the second soul can now come in and deal with the more stable individual. And this is awesome, because this takes reincarnation. And instead of going from life to life, what we're doing is we're taking multiple individuals and throwing them into one body for one life experience. So talk about the oneness of God that we share with all people. And there might be a dozen people inside of you running your life for one life cycle. Isn't that heavy? You could have Thomas Jefferson walk in for 5 or 10 years and then go out. And then you might have Louisa May Alcott come in your body. She might have been attached to your body at birth. And she'll come in for 10, 15 years as long as she can handle it. Then she'll cut out. Then you could have somebody come in that's a hopeless drunk and drug addict and alcoholic and take a person's life that's normally been stable, and then all of a sudden they'll have a setback and end up in the gutter. A walk-in does not have to mean that the body is being taken for a walk down the rose garden. A walk-in could be a problem soul too that can completely wreck all your progress. That's why the body and the brain as an individual entity, as the conscious mind, right, that is connected to all these souls, I think has to fight to coordinate with free will choice and help the soul within, whatever it is, whether it's a walk-in or the original, to evolve and to carry on with as little pain as possible. It's an amazing feat of coordination, and this topic has been an amazing feat of coordination and very complicated, and you'll forgive me if I lost anybody, but please let me know if I did make some sense today. I'm interested to know if I did. I always try to teach something or something different than you've ever heard before in your whole life, even if you've heard about walk-ins. I'm Farley Malaris, and this is Astrological Metaphysical Radio, heard weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And wow, I was so tired before the show, but once we went on the air, my energy levels just skyrocketed right up. So something's happening here. Anyway, there's something happening here. But anyway, what it is ain't exactly clear. But actually, if you decide you want to get involved in this show, you can take a personal interest in the Astrology Hour, and you can find out if you have any Scorpio factors in your chart or Pisces factors. You know, if you've ever had a rebirth where your life was very different, and mine was, you know, I've had plenty. I've had plenty where actually I found it easy to lose weight for some certain life cycles. Sometimes I found it, you know, right after my divorce, the weight fell off of me. Then after I changed some of my self-destructive habits, the weight came on me. It's almost like I became a different person. Well, if you had that kind of experience, then maybe astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness is what it's all about for you.